Second pack of challah, and Mishnah Dalet. We learned before that in order to take off challah, to have to take off challah, you have to have a certain amount of flour on the dough, which was 1 1/4 kavim. So obviously, he took the kavim. He made the two doughs. Each one had only one kav. Each one was less than the shiv. And nogu b'tem, they touched one another. Still, two rim and a challah. Ache yishoichu. Till they touch they squeeze together to the point that if you pull one apart, or one from the other, it will rip off a piece of the other one. The idea behind it is that the challah is reishis harisa seichem, has to be one dough. Once you have the initial dough, then even if you take it, split it up into pieces, it still remains chayv and challah. But for the chiyuv to take effect, you have to have one dough with this 1 1/4 kav size. So the chiddush over here is that if you have two doughs and you stick them together, as long as they're stuck together in a fashion that you have to rip them apart and part of one will be come together with the other, when you rip it apart, that's considered one dough. Rav Leza has another chiddush that if you bake them in a fashion that you made a dough which was less than a shear challah and you bake them as breads and then you put them all into one basket, then since after they were baked and put into one basket, they become a chuyav and challah at that point of time. In other words, the two points of time which we could have a shear challah, either at the time you make the dough, or after you bake this, and you put them all into one basket. So, this is what's done in various places. Sometimes people bake matzahs, each dough is less than a shear challah, then afterwards they put it in one basket, and it becomes chayav and challah, and they take off the challah then. It's important to know that if you bake smaller doughs that were parted from challah, to be careful that if you are putting them into a basket, then they may become chayv and challah, and you have to think of challah. For example, by Purim, if you make a large amount of cakes, I think, for Shabbat Manas, and each dough was less than a shear challah, after you put them all in the refrigerator or in the freezer, so he was chayshish that the freezer is considered one kli, and now they become chayv and challah. So even if you made a whole bunch of small doughs, if you're planning to put them in one big kli, or like we're saying, even the refrigerator, you should make sure to take out challah from one of them and all the rest at that point of time.